EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darlaith.
Gidi, Maharja, Fochagoji, EasyIrish.com, as Misha Darlaith and Tammy and Shaw Lahanchina.
Gidi, Maharja.
And you're very welcome to another episode of EasyIrish.com. And tonight, Antna has a lesson here for us. So, Antna, what's tonight's lesson?
Tonight's lesson, Gerlach, we're going to do another one of our important irregular verbs. The verb to give, tor. Tor is the stem of the verb, to give. It's a verb, did you give? We're going to deal with the past tense, did you give? I did give, I did not give. The order form of the verb, or the stem of the verb, is tor, tor. And you could say tor dum or tor do, give mean. Now, the action word to do with giving is a torch. An example would be, Tammy, torch ul jarag ditch. I'm giving you a red apple. The words in this will be set up on the site now so you can see this, but Tammy, a torch ul jarag ditch. But just to give you the verb in the past tense, Gerlif, if you were asking the question, did you give, you'd say, air hug to. Air hug to. Now, the spelling is T-H-U-G, but you don't hear the T, you say hug, or hug to. The positive answer, I did give, or I gave, you would say hug me. And for the negative, we say near hug, near hug. I did not give. And I have a couple of sample questions and answers here as well. I've put on names, there's a few words. I think I'll mention the words first. We have a list of words that we can use with the verb to give. Things that you are likely to give somebody. The first one is the money, antarigit.
Ah, now you're talking. The money. Oh, you can give me money anytime.
Right. And the other one is the apple, antuol. Antuol.
Antuol.
Uol is the word for an apple, but when you say the apple, it becomes antuol.
There's like a T in front of it.
Yeah, T hyphen in front of it. The next one, the egg. If you were to give somebody an egg or boiled egg or an egg, you'd say an iv. Now, in the Ulster Irish, we would say an iv. Some people would pronounce it uv, but we say iv. Iv.
Okay.
The pen. I could ask you to give me the pen. Now, the Irish word for the pen is an pan. An pan. The key. If I needed the key to open the door, give me the key, or did you give me the key? An ochr. Ochr is the key. Again, the tea, if you're talking about the tea that we drink, and tea.
Wow.
And tea. Now, did you give me the coffee, or did you give him the coffee? And coffee. And coffee. Now, the message. The message is an chakdara. And
chakdara.
The word for a cigarette comes from the word touch. Touch is smoke, but touching and touching. Touchini is the plural, touchini. And the glassery, glass is the Irish word for green, but vegetables. And the glassery, the greens. When we were young, they used to tell us to eat up our greens. Mm-hmm. Glassery is vegetables. And kipping. And kipping is a match. And a kippany, matches to light the fire, light cigarettes. Shawloo is an address. You could say to somebody, give me your address. And again, we have shawloo, but also we have Evergoohan. Evergoohan, phone number.
Okay, we'll come across that one before as well.
Now, the verb to give. It's very hard to use the verb to give without the prepositions, so the prepositions will be listed here as well. The first sample question is Air Hug, Larkin and Panditch. Larkin, the Christian name, did Larkin give you the pen? Now, if Larkin did give you the pen, you could say Hug, full stop. But then you could continue on and say Hug she do ye, he give it to me. Dum or do is to me or for me. Now, if it was the case that he didn't give you the pen, you could say near hug, near hug. And you could say near hug she do or dum me.
Okay.
He didn't give it to me. Now, again, we use Lorcan there, but if you would use a girl's name, Moya, her hug Moya and target Duin, did Moya give us the money? If she didn't give us the money, we would say hug. And if you could say hug or full stop and then say hug she doing it, she give it to us. The word a is it in that case. Near hug she doing it, she didn't give it to us. Now, I'm just going to go over the prepositions quickly. They'll be on the sheets anyway, but dom, D-O-M, in the Ulster Irish we use D-O-M, hitch, but dom is the standard. Dom means to me or for me. Jaditch, the next one is ditch, to you or for you.
We're familiar with that, just by the hello in Irish.
Hello, we use jaditch.
We're using ditch there, that preposition. Okay.
Daw means to him or for him. D means to her or for her, for the feminine. And then doing. Doing is to us or for us. And then again, if we're saying hello to more than one, Gerald, if we're familiar with Jadeve.
That's right.
So Dave means to you or for you, plural.
Yeah.
And the last one then, to them or for them, is Dove. Now, you might hear Dofa as well, but Dove.
And we have them up on the, they'll be available on the website there. People just need follow, just because some of them might be new to you there. And just like a preposition, or just to remind people, or just like the little words in any language, you know, that in this case here, it's to you or to someone or to them. Or
well, we've done ones like, is my lum, ni my lum. You use the preposition there as well. And we did to have something in Irish, ta pan ogam, I have. There is a pan at me, but you use the preposition at, egg, egg ogam. Now, just to finish off, as well as the preposition there, you have da, to or for, and you could put the noun after that or a name after that. Dawn means to the, dawn, D-O-N, dawn. And again, Gerard, of these will be posted as well on the site so people can see them. We have Dawn and then Dawna.
So what those words happen there, just a couple of examples there. Like say for example, did you give the money to Michael?
Er hug to an target da viha. Miho would be Michael, but Do, D-O, again, you'd have to put a hitch after the M and Miho. So, er hug to and target Do, Viho.
Ah, okay. So, er hug to is basically, did you give?
Did you give?
And target is the money.
To do, Michael.
To Michael,
to Viho. To answer that, Gerard, if you could say hug, now, plain and simple, hug, full stop, and that means yes, but you could say, hug me and target Do, Viho. You're more or less saying, yes, I gave the money. I did give the money to Michael.
And then, alternatively, near hug again.
Near hug.
Near hug and target.
Da viha.
Da viha. Right then. And then, let's say, we've used the word money. Let's say, did you give it to him?
If you're going to say, did you give it to him? And this is where you'd have to look at your prepositions. The preposition, so you'd have to say er hug to and target, and then you must go looking for your preposition, which one is to him or for him, and you'll come up with da, er hug to and target da.
Oh,
and that kid's there, Gerard, you're leaving out the name, you're just saying did you give it to him.
Okay.
Right.
And then let's say we've used the word and target for money, but let's say did you give it to him, you would replace and target with a. Is that correct?
Did you give it to him? Mm-hmm. You could say, er hug to, da, a.
Ah, okay.
Did you give to him it? Did you give it to him?
Ah, er hug to, da, a. Mm-hmm. Right then.
Er hug to, a, da, Either way.
Oh, it works that way. Yeah. Right then. No, it's just the, you just fill in. So we'll put up, the prepositions will be up there, and we'll put up the structure there just for people to follow that there. And then you could, you can say, I give it to him. You would just say, hug me. Hug me, Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I give it to him, you know. Now, it works either way. Hug me, a daw. Mm-hmm.
So we've covered them before, the prepositions for like a and e and stuff, you know, for...
We've used those, the may, to, she, shin, shiv, and shade, and we've used the other set of pronouns as well. May, who, a, e, shin, shiv, and aid. Mm-hmm. We're up to the quiz now.
Three questions. And the first question for everyone at home in Irish, how would you say, did you give the key to Seamus? That's number one. Alright. And then number two, she gave it to me. And then number three, he didn't give me the matches. Right then, Arthur, what's the answer there to number one?
Number one, Jared, did you give the key to Seamus? Well, you'd have to use the verb, did you give, and then to Seamus, you'd have to use that daw, and daw aspirates, and that means it puts a hitch after the S in Seamus. So the answer to that one would be... hug to an ochr da hemish. S-H, da hemish.
Okay, the aspirates there, right? So well done if you got that correct. And number two, she gave it to me.
Hug she do it. Hug she do it. She give it to me.
Alright, and then lastly, number three, he didn't give me the matches.
Near hug she, nakipany do, or dumb. Near hug she nakipany do. Now you could also say dumb for that.
That's just a different pronunciation. So well done if you got all in three right. And as we say, everything's up there in the PDF file there to follow. So we hope that you can make good use of that and practice at those. And then when we move on to the phrase of the week, Antonin.
The phrase of the week, Jared, this week is Eish de Veil. Eish de Veil. Literally, hold your tongue. In other words, listen to your mouth, you know. Mm-hmm. Listen to the words coming out of your mouth. Give it a rest. You know, if somebody was talking, you could say Eish de Veil.
Or if they're talking a
lot of rubbish as well, you could say Eish de Veil. Eish de Veil.
Basically, listen to yourself.
Daw is the your mouth.
Yeah.
Daw, da veil.
Yeah.
Eish da veil.
Yeah, it's the possessive pronoun in that case.
Yep.
Your mouth.
Your mouth,
right.
Listen to your mouth, more or less.
Shinné, Antonin Gurumayogad. And Gurumayogad to everyone at home for listening. We hope you enjoy it. Everything's up there on the website, so it's kind of, if you follow it there, we hope that you can follow with the notes on the show there, just to help you with the grammar points there. And yeah, Gramil Mayogov and Slán Agus Banat.
Slán Agus Banat.